Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 13th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and just by myself again today. unfortunately, had a late cancellation here, so it's just me today. Hope you guys don't mind. It was a very light day yesterday. Not much to talk about today. It'll be, I think, you know, sometimes I regret saying this because it doesn't turn out to be true. I think this is going to be a short update. Just a nice little burst of info here. But if you want to hang out with me, feel free to come into the chat and talk me through some stuff. Ask me some questions. Do whatever you want to do. We are here to talk about Big Brother 20 and the live feeds and everything that happened yesterday on them. yes, unfortunately, Mary has informed me that her schedule has changed. So we get no more Mary Mondays this season. I'm sorry, guys. I think we're all sad about it. But we can hopefully get her in on the weekends at some point. We'll see how it goes. All right. So let's talk about yesterday on the feeds. We started the day with Rockstar and Sam. Rockstar is trying to flip Sam away from Casey here. She's talking about, like, you know, Casey, you gotta let her go home at some point. Like, don't feel super, you know, strong about Casey. Sam is talking about, you know, oh yeah, that's totally the thing. Rockstar is going to Rockstar is going to be talking all day long about how it would be so dumb if Tyler didn't use the veto on me. It would be so dumb of Tyler if he didn't use the veto on me. It would be so dumb because he'd be making people mad and we're going to keep him safe. And, you know, that's how the game works, is that you're not supposed to make people mad and you're supposed to let people who aren't actually going to keep you safe pretend they're going to keep you safe. That's how the game works. So it would be so dumb if Tyler didn't use the veto on me. She's going to be repeating that all day long. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep repeating it all day long because it was basically all the feeds were yesterday. So Sam is saying, don't worry, I think you're going to stay. You've got the votes either way. You're going to be here next week. Sam, of course, doesn't know about Level 6's plan. She doesn't know really much at all. This is an interesting thing to keep track of, I guess. Sam is obviously going to be upset when Tyler uses the veto on Angela and Casey goes up in the block. Then she's going to have a very tough choice between Casey and Rockstar. And then I think she's probably going to choose Rockstar, honestly. I think she'll try to keep Rockstar, and she'll be again upset when Rockstar goes home. So once again, I'm very concerned about Sam's mental state, unfortunately, here. This could be a very rough week for her. Sam is also going to admit in this conversation, I'll admit it. I've taken out the measuring stick. I've compared myself to Haley. I've been jealous of Haley in the past. I'm trying to get through it. Finally, admitting, I think, what everybody knew the second she made that nomination speech when she put Haley up on the block, that yes, she is in fact jealous of Haley and her looks and the way that men interact with her. So, there's some self-awareness there. She also talks about how Brett makes her nervous and giddy like a schoolgirl. Maybe I'm crazy. I feel like I haven't seen this. Like, where does this come from that, like, Sam has this schoolgirl crush on Brett? She's had conversations with him in the past, and she has a good rapport with him. But, like, not any more so than anyone else, I feel like. It's just such a weird thing. Like, I'm just very confused by the whole situation. But what are you going to do? So Rockstar's getting all of this information out of Sam. Tyler is going to talk to Casey. He just wants to confirm with Casey, you are okay, right? If I use the veto on Angela and you go on the block, you're okay with that. Like, I don't want to do it if you're not okay with it. And Casey says, I'm good. It's our best shot of making this work. So I'm good to go on the block. So there you go. Casey, okay with being on the block. They also talk about how it would be good for their game in the sense that, if Tyler uses the veto on Angela, knowing that Casey goes up on the block, then they'll be able to play up a sort of feud where it's like, well, clearly they're not that close because, Tyler used the veto knowing she would go up on the block. So honestly, in a sense, if Casey was smart about this, she could turn this to her advantage and become the new Brett. It was like, I'm out on an island. The other two betrayed me. What do I do now? And you know what? The other side would absolutely fall for it. So that's there's a theoretical chance that they could go along with that. Tucky Blue, great Twitch follower here. Wants to know, could Sam be playing the game in a whole weird, sick kind of way? That's a good question, because it is something that a lot of Faute in particular is worried about. Scotty is concerned that Sam is actually playing the game. Fessy is concerned about Sam actually playing the game. Rockstar's like, no, guys, this is Sam. If she's actually playing the game, I'll vote for her in Final Two, but this is Sam. And I am on board with Rockstar on this one. This is definitely not play acting. Obviously, we've seen her by herself in rooms talking to herself. We know from behind the scenes info that she's been freaking out in the diary room for lengthy periods of time. This is not intentional. Unfortunately, I wish it was, because that would make me a lot more comfortable with the whole situation, but it's unfortunately, I don't think so. Tammy wants to know, do you think Casey could ensure Sam's vote by asking for a sympathy vote so she doesn't go out unanimously? That's a good one, Tammy. I think that could work. Yeah, because Sam does think that Rockstar has the votes. And so if Tyler and the rest of them, and Brett in particular, if they're all saying, like, don't worry, Rockstar is going to stay, I absolutely think Casey could go to Sam and be like, you know, everyone's going to vote me out. You know, I was hoping I could at least get your vote. You know, you did the same for Rockstar last week. Sam would be super pissed afterward, though. But what are you going to, you know, like, what are you going to do? That's a good question there, too. All right. Let's move on here. So Haley talked to Scotty, let's finish up on Casey though. Casey being willing to go up on the block here. We talked about it yesterday or the day before, maybe. It's definitely something that, like, why would you let yourself go on the block? I know a lot of people are upset with her about this. But it's, again, it's like, it is strategically sound in some ways. It's like an unforced error. It's like, you don't need to be going up on the block, but it's also not terrible for you to go up on the block necessarily. It's an individual game, yes, but in terms of getting, you know, her team moving forward, I think it does make some amount of sense. And I do think she has a very good chance of winning the game if her team is able to win this round. So it's a cost benefit thing, and do the costs outweigh the benefits? Probably they do, or probably they don't, actually. I think that, like, it's a pretty good move for everyone involved, and except for Casey. You know, it's like, do you put yourself at a little bit of risk for a little bit of gain? I would say no if I was in the game, but you never. There's all sorts of things that that could go down here. So, I'm not as mad at her as other people are, but you know, it's, what are you gonna do? I still would prefer she didn't go up on the block if I were Casey, but this is not like a JP, you know, on Big Brother Canada 3 kind of thing, where it's like there's no reason for him to do this. This is not like Lawan, where it's like it's absolutely absurd that he would ever think that he'd get superpowers. I think this is, you know, there's an actual benefit here. Should she do it? Probably not, but it's not like the worst move in the world. So Haley then talks to Scotty. Haley thinks that Haley's going to tell Scotty about the previous pitch the night before. Oh, look, Brent is here again. Once again, Brent, feel free to join. So Haley is talking to Scotty. She's recounting the whole pitch she made the night before to Tyler. She feels very confident about it. She's like, I think we got him. I think he's going to use the veto. I think my pitch worked. I think we're good. Which of course is, you know, pretty humorous. I hope that when they show the pitch on the episode, they go from like this pitch, where she's like, oh, Tyler, do it. Don't, you're not stupid. And then it just cuts to like Tyler, like laughing about it with level 6. And then it cuts to Haley the next day. I think I got it. That one really well. Really well. That would be very, very, very funny. I really hope that goes down. Scotty, though, of course, when she's talking to him about this, Scotty's less convinced here about the whole thing. Scotty's like, really? Really? You think so? I mean, do you really think he's going to? I mean, you did put him up last week. You did cancel his vote. Angela used the veto on him. I don't know about that. Do you really? Okay, sure. Scotty, less convinced. Scotty, you know, we talk about like the smartest person on the Faute side. It is definitely Scotty. But we don't really consider him to be on their side because none of them trust him or listen to what he has to say. So what are you going to do? Scotty is also going to talk to Rockstar. Rockstar says, you know, Rockstar's talking about, like who they should target next, what kind of order the targets should be in. And Scotty is going to talk about JC and how sketchy JC is. He's going to say like, look, you know, JC needs to be targeted. I think I want to target JC next week. I think that you should target JC next week. And I think that Brent, who has just joined us, is also going to target JC next week. Isn't that right, Brent?
Yes, I'm getting an echo. Where's that coming from? Do I have you on somewhere else?
Hold on.
No, I don't know.
Your video also went out.
So oh,
if you
no!
just toggle the video button, you should be fine.
Toggle the video button.
Yes.
Okay.
There
well,
he is.
Sorry.
There he
I'm
is.
Here?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my god.
am I still echoing for you?
No, not anymore.
Okay, good. All right. So Scotty actually he makes some good points to Rockstar, and Rockstar seems pretty convinced. Like, okay, maybe we should target JC next week. The problem is, how do we do it? How do we get him out? Because who do you sit JC next to where he goes home? Plus, not to mention the fact that Fessy will use the veto on him. Like, this is how do we get this done?
Well, and it's a given that Fessy will win the veto. I mean, look at this last veto competition. I mean, if Fessy's in a veto competition, he will win. What the hell? Like, you can get him out. Like, I don't understand how they cannot see what the reality is of the situation. It's so frustrating, Taryn. I mean, like, I'm just really pissy this morning because I'm like, if they can really, if they, how can they not see the way the house lines up right now? And I tried to get at this when I was talking with Brendan and Rachel last night. Like, you know, when you were in the house, how can you not see that these guys are working together? And I got sort of an answer, but you know, and they had other issues, like they were fighting with Brittany and Matt, so I get that. But nevertheless, it's frustrating because they don't see what's going on, and I'm really triggered this morning for a variety of reasons, because I feel like we're headed for an inevitable, like let's just let Tyler win because he's the best person and we all love him. And I cannot accept that after last season, Taryn. I cannot accept that.
Well, I was going to talk about that because I personally am kind of done with the whole like, steamroll conversation. I feel
okay, make me feel better.
We are more than halfway through the season at this point. Like the time for a steamroll is done. Like they're already hasn't been a steamroll. This is not a steamroll season. Most seasons have, you know, a good back and forth for a while until the end game where things inevitably slow down. Only the like absolute best, like season 7, season 10, like went all the way down to the end where like things were still pretty exciting. And I think this season still has that chance. And even in those situations, it wasn't that there were still two sides. It was that the people left over were still entertaining and interesting in how they played. And I think that like Brett versus JC versus Tyler versus, you know, all of these people, I think that is still going to be very interesting heading down the stretch. So I'm not concerned about the steamroll conversation is over. Now it's just a matter of like this season is already great. Now it's just a matter of, is it like one of it is it the best or one of the best, or is it just great? I'm definitely not concerned about the steamroll at this point.
Okay. So I don't mean to get you off track, but because I know we were talking about the possibility of and Scotty saying some things that did make sense. But in some ways, it feels like they shot him down right away. Like they were talking about it. He throws out some things that make sense. He's like, well, you know, what about Tyler? Like he might use the veto on Angela because she used the veto on him. Last. No. I'm sure my plan works great. I've got Tyler over a barrel. And then she goes on to say, Haley, I'm talking about later in that conversation. I think later in that conversation, she's wanting to know, or maybe it was later on in the night where she's talking to Rockstar going, you're not serious about like working with Tyler, because if I get the chance to backdoor him again, I'm gonna take it. I'm like, oh, so now you're going to do it? Like what? I'm so mad at them right now.
Well, yes. So in this conversation, after they talk about JC, Rockstar says again, oh, well, Tyler would be so dumb if he didn't veto me. It would be so dumb if Tyler didn't veto me. He'd be so stupid not to do that. Yeah. And then she's just going to keep talking about that over and over and over and over. They for the way they see the house is that Tyler is aligned. Tyler has Angela. He doesn't even really have Casey. He only has Angela. It's really only one person, but maybe two people that he'd be making happy if he used the veto. Whereas there's six people on the other side that he'd be making so mad. And what they don't realize is that, no, there's maybe three people he'd be making mad because Scotty understands the logic. And then one of those three people is going home. So it's actually the complete opposite where it's two people he'd be keeping in the house that would be mad. But they obviously don't see that. And so like they completely have a misread on everything that's going on. And
let me ask you this question. After the votes come in on Thursday night and it's 4-2, and I don't know what they're expecting it to be. I think maybe they're expecting it to be 5-1 the other way, or I don't know what they're expecting. But do you think then, Taryn, can they see the reality, or is it still going to be clouded for them?
I think it's still going to be clouded. I really do. I feel like, you know, I mean, it depends. It depends on like. There's been some talk about just dropping the facade at this point. And we'll talk about that. JC had a conversation with Tyler. So I think there's a chance that, that JC and Brett and the rest of them just go, look, we're done with you guys. So that's just it. Like you've got two people playing in the HOH, like, good luck. There's a chance that that happens, but if they decide to keep going with the facade, I do think there's a decent chance that
Yeah, I think that's the wrong call to just be out in the open with it, because I think it's just going to hurt the power players on both sides if everybody knows where the lines are right now. As things currently stand, I think there are a variety of people that could go home depending on who wins HOH. If somebody like Scotty understands the reality of the situation and looks at the sides, he's not going to go after JC. He's going to realize, okay, the power players are, you know, Tyler, Brett, Angela. Those are the people that I need to, that's the core of what's happening right now. But I mean, credit to their social game. I mean, like, I've talked about this before. During Andy's season on Big Brother 15, I saw what was happening. I was so mad because he was such a rat floater. I remember Rob saying at the time, if he pulls this off, it's one of the best things that's ever happened. And at the time, I couldn't see it, but now I do. And I'm hoping that in some ways that this is what happens this season, where if this actually happens the way that they're designing it to happen, it's like amazing that they are continually fooling these people. But it is frustrating as you're watching it in real time.
It's incredible to think just how in the dark the Faute people have been. They have never, never had a full view of what's been going on in the house. Like, never. They have never even come close to having an accurate view of what's happening.
Yeah, even last night when Rachel was talking about how Haley put up Tyler, I'm like, you think it's for the reasons that we want, but it's not. I mean, she put him up for reasons that were completely bogus.
Yeah.
He wouldn't offend anybody. He's in the middle. He doesn't have anybody. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So Tyler is going to talk to Scotty. Scotty is going to kind of pitch for Tyler to use the veto, but he's also kind of like, but I get it. Like, you know, we could go down to six with those people, but then we would be the first targets there. He's kind of half pitching here. Scotty is also going to talk about, or Tyler's going to talk about Sam and how Sam isn't talking to him anymore. He feels like she's being pulled away from him. Scotty's like, yeah, that's Rockstar. It's like, as if Tyler needed any more reasons. As if Tyler didn't already know, because Rockstar didn't tell him herself.
It's so frustrating. By the way, I wanted to ask you about this specific relationship. So this, in some ways, it warms my heart. In some ways, it irritates me, because I want this to be a reality. I want Tyler and Scotty to work together, kind of like a Dan and Ian thing. But you can't fit people into boxes that they won't go into. And it doesn't feel like that. This is not real. It's a little bit real from Scotty's side. It's really not real from Tyler's side. He wants Scotty out.
Yes, he does. And it's, again, it's because Scotty is not only the smartest player on the other side. He's also, I think, the best competitor on the other side. Scotty,
especially down the line.
Yeah. Like if they were capable of getting Scotty out this week, I'm sure they would have loved to. But of course, I think if Scotty was playing in that OTEV competition, he would have had a very good chance to win, especially if Scotty's playing instead of Rockstar, who not only did surprisingly well, considering what we thought were her chances, but also gave Tyler the win. I really do think that they would have loved to get Scotty out, and they're definitely going to think about trying to get Scotty out. The only problem is that Scotty, being the smartest player, also has the most amount of relationships with the other side, like with Tyler. So there is incentive for Tyler to kind of hold off on Scotty a little bit, because it's like, well, I know Haley is coming for me. She tried to get me out on the hacker week. I just pissed her off this week after she was trying to backdoor me and I got the veto. So it's almost like, do you go for the weaker player that you know is after you, or do you go for the much stronger player that might be choosing to go after some other people first, like JC, or even the two women, Casey and Angela? Personally, I think I'd just go for Scotty. I think he's too much of a threat, and this archetype is way too likely to just go on a crazy comp spree. Just ask Dan Giesling.
They have all the smarts they need. All they don't need any more help on that side. I feel like they just need to get Scotty out. If it's down to like Haley and Fessy, they're still going to be sitting there with their thumbs up their butts, not knowing what the hell's going on. And I think I read a tweet. I was going to read it on the show last night. It's from Chris Taylor, I follow on Twitter, who said that, you know, Tyler's going to use the veto on Angela. They're going to be like, Tyler, you're still going to vote with us? Oh, yeah, I'm still going to vote with you. The votes come in on Thursday night. Rockstar goes home, and Fessy's still going to be like, man, freaking Scotty, man. He flipped on us again. Like, you know, Oh my God. If I hear that one more time, I might scream.
They're already anticipating it. It's ridiculous. They talked about, you know, I think Scotty's the hacker. They talked about it again. I know we talked about this yesterday, but they are legitimately like full on like, no. We think, here's why we think Scotty's the hacker, because not only did he wear the sweatshirt to the hacker ceremony, but this is exactly what Scotty would do. He would mess with our stuff and then he would keep Tyler safe. That's why he chose Tyler to play in the veto, because he wants to keep his final two safe. If Casey was the hacker, she would have chosen herself to play in the veto. So clearly it wasn't her. It must be Scotty. And Haley's like, I love Scotty so much. I wish he just wasn't so evil. Like,
yeah, I know.
He's the most loyal person in that house, other than maybe Rockstar.
Yeah. And I think they just said the same thing about Rockstar various times, that she, you know, when Bailey was accusing her of working with the other side, she's like the most rock solid out of anybody. It's really frustrating. I will say that I was somebody who said on the podcast a couple days ago, and I'm not known for my smarts when it comes to this game, that Casey, I was like, why didn't she just tell him that she's the hacker? Like, what's up with the cloak and dagger? And then you'll cut to 2 days later and there's mistrust among the Alliance because they think that Scotty is the freaking hacker. Like, shut up already. Like, I just, obviously I don't know what I'm talking about, because I give these people way too much credit.
Tyler is gonna make sure to tell Scotty in this conversation, just keep hammering these points home, because Scotty's doing good work with Haley on his behalf, because Tyler keeps hammering these points to Scotty. Angela saved me with the veto last week. Haley put me up. She canceled my vote. Angela saved me with the veto last week. It's on and on and on. Just to me, like, so. And then Scotty is going to go and repeat that to Haley. Like, Angela saved him last week and you put him up. So it would be pretty hard to get and convince him to do this. Scotty is going to talk about JC and how he feels like JC has been messing with the votes and he needs to go. Scotty is going, this is going to be a, obviously Scotty, it's like, you're like, oh, this is a mistake. Scotty's telling Tyler about all this JC stuff, but then it's like, well, he already told Brett. Like, he's already made the mistake. He's just making it again, in the same way that telling Tyler about Rockstar pulling Sam away is a mistake, but somebody else beat him to that one too. It's mistake on top of mistakes.
Yeah, I know. We talk about Scotty being the smartest person on Faute, and yet he's still talking to the people, to some of the people who are planning his ouster. He just cannot see the reality of the situation. I don't understand how they cannot see that. You know, it still goes back to that one week that Tyler, when Tyler voted out Rachel, and he was like, oh, I just voted her out. I don't know. How are there magically four other votes there? You know, like, I mean, are you freaking stupid? I'm like, I'm ready to spit out my spit right now. I'm so mad at them. Like, how can you not? Like, they just write it off. Like, I mean, and Tyler's in the room with them going, you know what? I didn't know there was going to be four other votes there. And they're like, oh, yeah. And they like, it's not even a thought. Just like the same way, this is a totally different subject, how the Level 6 Alliance listens to Tyler say, you know, all we have to do is get her to backdoor me this week, then we'll be okay. That's all we have to do. Like, I mean, like, but they never ask the next question. That's why I do feel like in some ways people are playing for Tyler, Taryn, when they're like, he says things that should be obvious to them, they should question, and yet they're just like, meh, whatever. You know, I guess it's just his social game and his overall persona as a bit of a surfer dude who's not a fan of the show.
It will not only did they not see through the, like, oh, four other votes just happened to be there. Not only did they not see that as the BS that it is, but they think that Bailey orchestrated it. They think, yeah, like, they were like, well, Bailey decided she told Fessy to flip. So that must have been, Bailey wanted it to happen. This is Bailey's doing. And that's because, like, they are able to get in people's heads. You know, Tyler was able to convince Bailey that she wanted Rachel to go in that last minute. And so it completely, completely obscured everything that happened. It continues to.
Is this my lot in life, Taryn? Is this my lot, to be on a podcast with you every freaking season yelling about something to the point where my computer screen shakes? Is that what it is?
It is your destiny. You root for the underdogs, and the underdogs are underdogs because they're bad at the game.
That's terrible.
So you are doomed to repeat your mistakes over and over.
Just as a quick aside, I know when I come on, I make your podcast longer. I apologize for that. But I was listening to Swaggy with Rachel on Instagram, and he's literally on there like, okay, well, you know, I won the first two competitions of the season. Kaylin, who was in our alliance, won, and then Scotty won the week after that. Like, we had all the competition wins. You guys just, like, you guys have, like, the strategy. Like the way he dismissively speaks of it. It's like, how can you even be a fan of this game? You're such an idiot. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't need coffee. I need a Coke. That's what I need. People in the chat room saying I need a cup of coffee.
All right. So Scotty talks about JC to Tyler. That's obviously going to get back to JC a bit later in the day. Sam talks to Casey. Casey wants Sam to know that she's probably going to go up on the block. Sam asks her if are we good? Are you know, the whole me, you, Tyler thing? Are we good? Casey, of course. Yes. Yes. It's like, well, I was worried that Angelo was, like, replacing me in this whole thing. And Casey's like, of course not. Tyler loves you. And, you know, I do think Sam was somewhat reassured. But when Tyler uses the veto on Angela, she is not going to be happy.
Not going to be happy. That's what I'm waiting for. That's the only bit of drama left in this week, besides when the votes come in on Thursday night, is what happens, well, to, you know, obviously the Foul Tail Alliance, but more importantly, what happens to Sam once Tyler uses the veto? I'm sure Tyler's going to try to spin it, and he has a good reason within. This is what I talk Big Brother lingo, like, oh, well, she used the veto on me, so I'm going to use the veto on her. Like, I mean, that means nothing unless you want it to mean something. People only say stuff like that when they're trying to obscure the real reason for wanting to use the veto. For any future players out there, if anybody ever says, well, they did this for me, so I'm going to do that, please stop. That you never do anything in Big Brother unless it's self-interested. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, I have to believe that they're going to be onto that. But again, Sam is not logical, thank the Lord for that, in this situation. So she's not going to listen to Tyler going, well, I used the veto on her because she used the veto on me. So I am hopeful that she starts, well, I don't know what I'm hopeful for. I don't want to say I'm hopeful. I am quizzical over how Sam is going to react to Angela, Tyler using the veto on Angela. That's what I want to see.
Well, it's funny. Like, you can see why the level six people didn't believe Haley when she told them that they were that she was the hacker, because, like, following that line of logic, like, why would she ever admit this unless it had some sort of self-interest involved?
Right.
But it wasn't. She's just, like, sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes you are just dealing with somebody on that level. And that's what they think Tyler is. They think that he is somebody who is easily persuaded. Haley, I think, is like she felt very good about her flirting game the previous night with Tyler. She even talked about, like, man, I like Tyler so much. I wish he liked me as much as I liked him, and that Fessy wasn't so attractive, because she talked in the very, very beginning of the game. She had a crush on Tyler. Tyler had a crush on her too. The problem is that Tyler is not in this for, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, she got swept up in the whole Caitlyn Fessy love triangle.
Right.
But there was definitely something there. And so I think Caitlyn feels very solid about her ability to, like, Haley feels very solid about her ability to,
can't stop talking about her, can you?
to flirt, with Tyler. And so I think she sees this as, like, this is me versus Angela in terms of who can, you know, persuade through flirting the vulnerable, easily manipulated Tyler. She even says at one point that she thinks whichever one of them talks to him last will be
to. He's so weak-minded. He's like the stormtrooper at the Katina. Well, what are you talking about, Haley? Like, he's not. He is a player in the game. He is playing hardcore. How can they not see that? I don't know. I take your point that I do root for the underdog, and the reason I root for the underdog, or the reason that they are the underdog, is because they are freaking terrible at the game. Just once, I would like to be able to root for somebody who is not totally terrible at Big Brother, because the answers are right in front of them.
The problem is, the second they're not terrible, they start doing well and you stop rooting.
But that's not true all the time, though. Like, Dan was amazing at Big Brother, and I was, like, living for his shit on down the line during 14. And Janelle, when she was giving the shit to people on 6 and 7, I was living for that as well. So, well, I mean, it's it takes a special kind of person, I guess, to make me happy.
I feel like the fan base has shifted a little, though. Like with social media, I feel like the concept of, you know, rooting for the person that's not the underdog has become less popular in the social, which is again, I think that that's very evident by the fact that in all of the polls, Tyler is largely by a huge margin. He's the favorite.
Not just Tyler. Yeah. All of level six appears to be at the top of the polls. And I don't know. I feel like in some ways, like, am I in the minority?
But that's what I'm saying. Like in all the polls, by a large margin, they're the favorite. But if you looked on social media, if you saw the comments, the people that are talking, you would think that's absurd because I do feel like it has a large part to do with like the social media environment. And if you were locked into the social media environment where people are like, no, you can't root for somebody that's not the underdog, then, you know, you get kind of, I do feel like there's a social media element to the underdog phenomenon. And if you aren't a part of that, then you kind of watch the show the regular way that you would watch the show. And you're more likely to root for whoever you want, which I think in this case tends to be the Tyler level six side.
Okay. All right. I can get on board with that. I am looking forward to, once some of these idiot people are out of the way, I'm looking forward to like the moment level six starts to fracture. That's when I feel like the real meat of the game will happen. Maybe it'll happen soon. Maybe it'll happen later. I don't know. But I feel like Brett, what is his place in all this? Because I do feel like in some ways, Brett is number four in a group of four, and I don't know if he realizes that that is his position, and I don't know if he cares if that's his position. Taryn, I'm worried that he doesn't care about that. I'm worried JC doesn't care about that based on what he says later in the day to Tyler, and I'm worried in some ways that, you know, we're gonna get to the end and it's Tyler versus the two futons.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people talked about how Brett switching places with Tyler was only beneficial for Brett. And I definitely thought that might be true as well. However, I think it actually has ended up working out in Tyler's favor because now Tyler has a much closer relationship with both Angela and Casey than Brett does. It used to be the opposite. Angela even said to Tyler, like, I'm so glad you're hanging out with us now because I used to think that you hated us because you never hung out with us.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
that was telling. Yeah.
Exactly. And so Brett, who I think feels like, well, I had the better relationship with them. So I think Brett still thinks he has the better relationship with them, not realizing that now that Tyler is spending all this time with them, they have bonded with him much more than you need to keep up with the relationship, especially in a Big Brother house. And so I think Brett doesn't realize how he's fallen on the totem pole. I think he still feels like, well, I've got the women.
Right.
And obviously, JC feels decently integrated. He feels like he's got Fessy on one side. He's got Tyler on the other. And then JC feels like he has a decent relationship with them. JC also believes that Brett is not part of level six. And he doesn't realize that level six even exists. So JC feels like, well, I've got Tyler, and Tyler's kind of got these other women, but I was working with him first, and I've also got Fessy. So JC feels like he's in a good spot here, of course not realizing that he's also on the outs. So I think that's the problem, is that the perception of both Brett and JC is off in a similar way to how Faute's perception is off. Just they're a lot closer to the mark, but still unfortunately not quite where they need to be. And that could change because there's still time for them to realize. And they, I think, are a lot more capable of realizing it once it becomes obvious. I think it's going to be much harder to hide the hierarchy to Brett and JC than it has been for the Faute people.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. The one thing I wanted to note that also in this conversation with Swaggy and Rachel on Instagram that I was referring to, Rachel was talking about week one, week two, week three, and how, you know, Tyler was dealing with Caitlin. And she was just like, well, that was just something. Well, we put all our stock in Tyler. We just let him do that because we thought he could do it. And I'm like, that seems to me to be the root of the problem, that many of these people in the house, they let other people have options and they themselves don't have options. Like, I'm speaking specifically of people like Tyler, people like JC, people like Brett, who have options in the house. I feel like people like Angela and Casey and by consequence, Haley and Festy on the other side and Rockstar, they don't have options because they're stuck on their side. So I do feel like in some ways that it's the people that you give the ability to have options to, you need to be wary of in the game. Even somebody like Scotty has more options than Haley and Festy at the moment. And I don't know why more people don't play that game. Maybe Rachel would call it a floater game. We were talking about the difference between a floater and a coaster last night. I think I've identified that I hate coasters more than I hate floaters. But I do enjoy some of this floating game from some of these people.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's not a lot that I feel like I've made my opinion on Swaggy post show pretty clear. I don't hold much of what he says to have much merit. Floaters are definitely better than coasters in terms of viewing and in terms of strategy. Good to hear that Rachel knows the difference between the terms, because she's part of the reason why they're messed up. So Rockstar has a conversation with Haley, and Rockstar is going to say, it would be so dumb if Tyler didn't use the veto on me. It would be so dumb. And Haley's like, yeah, you're right. Even though I do plan on stabbing in the back next week and backdooring him as soon as I can, as Brent, as you mentioned. Yeah. And Rockstar says, yeah, still, though, it'd be so dumb if he didn't use the veto on me, because I will hold to my deal. That makes it so dumb. Rockstar continues to be the literal embodiment of social media, where it's like, this is the move I want to have happen. Therefore, it is definitely the only smart move possible, and anything else is the dumbest thing in the world.
Well, I mean, at least I can just chalk it up to her own stupidity at this point. I mean, it's nothing more than that. She just doesn't understand the layout of the house. She doesn't understand what's going on. Listening to them talk, it was like I was living in a bizarro universe. You know, where the superheroes go to the mirror universe and they're like, they see things as opposite. Like, that's what they're in right now, because they don't realize that, you know, that what they're saying is partially true. That if Tyler uses the veto, he's going to make two people happy make two people unhappy. The two people who are going to be unhappy are going to be Haley and Fetzy while Rock start sitting up on the block.
So that's and like Haley, I don't even understand, like Haley recognizes, no, I'm not gonna hold to this, to my end of the deal, but it would still be really dumb. And she even at one point is like, if I'm in the jury, I'm not even gonna vote for Tyler if he makes this move to not veto Rockstar, because that would be so dumb of him to do that. Like, I, for the record, I don't think this is going to stick. I think this is in the moment, like really wanting it to happen. But it's just like, how do you not see your own level of like hypocrisy and delusion?
I'm hopeful that if you or I were in the house, we wouldn't stoop to that.
Right.
I realize, like, I might say something like that, but then I'd go to the cameras and be like, okay, I totally realize I'm such a hypocrite right now. Yeah. Oh, but she can't do that, so I don't feel sorry for her.
And then like, and then I think like, oh, you know, she's 21 years old, like, you know, things like this happen. And then I go, well, Rockstar's not 21 years old, and she's even worse.
She's like 40.
So Tyler's gonna talk to JC. He's gonna tell JC about what Scotty told him. He said, look, the other side is realizing what's going on with the votes, like this whole keep the sides even thing. I think we're done here. They've caught on, and JC's like, that's fine, I'm done with them anyway. I'm sick of talking to them. I'm all in with you, Tyler. Tyler says, yes, you need to vote Rockstar out. And Jace is like, dude, I'm going to do that. I told you, stop asking me. I'm getting annoyed that you keep asking me. They need to.
Jace is the brains. Yes. Yeah. He doesn't like being talked to like a child, even though Tyler thinks he's the brains of it. So that's something to watch, that JC thinks he's the brains of everything. And he doesn't like it when people tell him what to do. I can't tell you how many times there's been an HOH and JC's in there 5 minutes later going, okay, here's what I think you should do. You know, I can't remember what Big Brother season I was watching. I'm trying to remember what it was. It doesn't matter. But basically, somebody who wasn't in power went up to the person who just won HOH and was like, here's what I think you should do. Oh, it was Big Brother Canada 2, where Aika wins HOH and Sabrina goes up to her right away and like, here's what I think you should do. And Aika's like, Sabrina, when you win HOH, you can tell me what to do. Otherwise, this is my HOH. And so, you know, I feel like in some ways the JC's like that. He's the guy who always goes up and thinks he's the brains behind everything, sort of like Sabrina was. But I don't know. Here's the thing. I look forward to him having to fess up to Fessy and tell him, I ain't going to vote to keep rock star. If he has to tell him that or else pretend like he did. But as I mentioned on the show last night, which it's hard to get into the weeds with Rob when we have guests on. But what I'm trying to say is, like, look, Fessy's vote is most likely going to be canceled. Sam, the only way it's going to be 4-2 is if Sam votes for Rockstar to stay, which I think there is a better than even shot that she might actually do that. So if that's true, then there's only going to be two votes. It's going to be a 4-2 vote. Sam's going to vote for Rockstar to stay, and somebody else is going to vote for Rockstar to stay, obviously being Scotty. But Scotty knows that JC is trying to pin the votes. He's trying to screw with the votes. So he's not going to stand for that anymore. As I mentioned, it's one thing when you have like a variety of candidates to choose from, and you know, Fessy's like, I don't know what happened. But when it's one person who knows what happened and another person who knows what happened, and they know they're the only two candidates, things come out real quick. So I don't think JC is going to be able to hide in this vote and pin it on Scotty. I have entertained notions that maybe he actually is going to vote to keep Rockstar and try to pin it on Brett, because he's not actually, he doesn't understand the reality of the situation that Brett is actually with the level six side of the house. He thinks he might be able to do that. Obviously that would be ill-advised, as Haley would say, but I do think there is some drama left in this week, because JC is going to have to out himself one way or the other. And I look forward to that, because I want a JC exposed party, as we all do.
Yeah, well, I mean, JC is basically telling Tyler in this conversation, like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with that side.
Well, yeah,
and
I know.
And what he says is, I'm not even going to talk to them after the veto. Like, he's not even going to pretend. He says, like, after the veto ceremony,
right.
I'm not even going to try to pretend. I'm going to stop talking to them.
The reason I'm up right now is because I went to bed early last night after I did the podcast. So I didn't know that this conversation happened. So listening to you recount it to me, I'm like, all right, girl. Like, let's, because I don't believe that for one second. He's going to want to try to cover his bases in case Fessy or Scotty wins HOH. I don't believe that for a hot minute that he's going to actually just ignore them. Give me a break.
Well, he's obviously not going to ignore Fessy. I think that what he might do is, after the veto is used, he might go to Fessy and be like, look, we need to vote Rockstar out. And then Fessy will be like, no. And then the rest of them will, I think what he's saying is, like, the rest of them will try to talk him into it, and he's not going to entertain it. That may be what he'll try to do. But he may go into rap mode, but he's kind of, you know, he's been good at, like, knowing when he needs to tell people what he's doing and when he needs to not tell people what he's doing. So we'll see what JC does. I think that's a very probably the most exciting thing to look forward to this week, is JC and what happens with him and the vote and telling people about it. So Tyler explains, JC also wants to know, like, so why are you using the veto, on Angela? You know, what's the point? And Tyler says that it's because Sam is more likely to keep Casey than Angela, which, again, I was like, you realize that the reason you care about Sam's vote is because you're not sure about JC's, right? Like, and you're telling him this. But I don't think JC really caught that. And then they also talk about Scotty and how JC's target is going to be Scotty next week. Tyler agrees. They both agree that they're going to go after Scotty. JC is concerned that Brett is going to go after Fessy. And Tyler's like, well, if he does, what are we going to do? You know? I think Tyler's playing a little fast and loose with JC. Especially considering how important his vote is this week. There were multiple points in this conversation where I felt like, between telling JC you need to vote Rockstar out, kind of offending him there, then talking about how he needs to use the veto on Angela so the case is up there so they can secure Sam's vote, like, why would you need Sam's vote if you trust JC? And then being like, well, if Brett targets Fessy, we just let it happen. Like, what are we going to do? I feel like all three of those things were kind of red flags, potential red flags for JC. So, I think that the JC is going to be the point here during the week where there's a chance that he turns. If he realizes that Fessy is going to give him no leeway here. If Fessy says, if you vote Rockstar out, we're done. And meanwhile, the other side is still not telling him who the hacker is. The other side is still talking about, like, oh, we need Sam's vote, and all of this stuff. Then I do think there's a chance he could flip over.
Yeah, I do think that JC doesn't like to be made a fool either. So, like, talking to Tyler, I also want to know, like, why isn't he questioning that Tyler knows who the hacker is? Because that, you know, because the hacker's going to cancel a vote. So obviously the hacker's somewhere over here somewhere. But it looks to me like, I mean, if you're a betting man, I would say that Tyler's the hacker, not Casey's the hacker, because obviously Casey and taking herself down and then picking Tyler to win the veto and take Angela off leaves Casey up as a replacement nominee. So why would it be Casey? It looks more likely that Tyler is actually the hacker. I wonder if in some ways that JC can put that together. Look, I know that that's not true because of the alliance in play. But from JC's perspective, it would look like he should think that I'm being played here by somebody, and maybe this isn't such a good move for me. Actually, I do think this is a terrible move for JC to vote out Rockstar. Go ahead.
I disagree. I mean, everyone on Faute wants JC out, even though they think they already have his vote. So I think that he does need to make this play. It's just a matter of what he does after it and how he handles it, I think.
All right. I'm dubious of whether or not he has the skills to be able to navigate what's coming his way if he tries to take an affirmative stand. But then again, I've been wrong before, so I never thought he would be as adamant as he was the week that Caitlin went home, and look what happened there.
Yeah, because I think that under the current situation, JC is like the next target for people like Scotty and Rockstar, people who are likely to, if that side wins, win in HOH. Whereas if he keeps both Angela and Casey in the game, they're going to be pissed at Tyler. They're going to be pissed at the women. They're going to be pissed at Brett. There's a lot of targets for that side if Scotty or Fessy win that they have to deal with. They can't deal with JC at the moment, and with Scotty and Fessy on the other side, level six still has a lot of people they have to deal with on the other side. So JC is going to be able to ride that spot for a bit longer. The question is he going to be able to find his group of people to get him to where he needs to go? I think this was always going to be difficult for him. I've been talking about it for weeks that JC's game has been good up until a point, but it has an expiration date. And I do think that this move will lengthen that expiration date a bit. But the problem is that JC is not good at these competitions. Unfortunately, English being a second language is a huge hindrance to him, I think, in a lot of these, you know, word scrambles and even like the question competitions.
Riddles, right, yeah.
And those are the majority of the competitions down the stretch. And without being able to win competitions, he's going to need to have like some rock solid allies.
Which he does not have.
Exactly. Currently. So, right. I think that JC has a tricky game ahead of him. I think this move, gives him some amount of time. I think he needs to make sure Haley leaves over Fessy. And if he's able to get complete control of Fessy, Fessy can win some competitions for him. That would be good. Tyler might still protect him a bit over people like Sam, and Tyler might even go, you know what? JC's better for me than Brett. Tyler might drag him through a little bit that way. He has some connections. If he's able to steer the direction of the targets in just a little bit of a way, then he can get somewhere. The problem always is that you really need to be able to win at least a couple of those end game competitions if you want to win the game. And it's hard to see JC being able to do that. He really needs to make sure Fessy should be his number one priority to keep safe, because Fessy can win those for him. And I think he wins over Fessy. So he needs to make sure that he keeps Fessy in the game while also taking out Fessy's side, because Fessy will never do that for him while Haley's still in the game. It's a very tricky game, I think, JC needs to play.
All right. Well, you have convinced me, so I'm curious to see where it goes from here. I thought he was playing a little bit better when things were a little bit more even, but perhaps, taking a firmer stand. Again, I'm worried about his relationship with Fessy. I don't know how he's going to be able to repair that. But then again, Fessy may surprise me and be like, okay, I understand, you're playing your own game, man. But maybe he'll start to question things a little bit more, Fessy, I'm talking about, in that, okay, if you're telling me this now, like, were you lying to me back then? Like, were you voting with them back then? I mean, maybe I'm wishing for too much here, Taryn. Yeah. My goals are very high.
I think the trick with JC and Fessy is that, once Fessy doesn't have anybody else, he's going to turn to JC regardless of what JC has done to him, because where else does Fessy go? So if JC helps level six take out you know, Haley, or even Scotty, like just take out the rest of that side, but leave Fessy in, then JC will have complete control of Fessy. So I think that the Fessy relationship doesn't matter. Fessy will always have JC as his number two after Haley. And I don't think that's going to change. So yes, they talk about, they're going to target Scotty next week. Then Tyler and Haley have a final conversation. Haley pitches to Tyler again, about like, this is why you should do this. And you're not stupid. You're not stupid, Tyler. You're not going to make a bad decision here. Don't you find it convenient, that these two women are all over you right now? Like, all of this stuff. It's like, is it convenient that you nominated me last week? And Tyler tells her, look, Haley, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I haven't made a decision yet.
That's a no.
She's like, what do you want me to tell you? And he's like, you've told me everything, Haley. You've told me all there is to tell. It's just, I need to think on this. So that's basically how the conversation goes down. They're kind of like a little sarcastic with each other. So is it going to be a blindside tomorrow? He's like, oh, it's not a blindside. You know who you're putting up. And she's like, I don't know, you never know, I could put anyone up. He's like, all right, then it'll be a blindside for both of us then. That's basically how the conversation ends.
Yeah, and for those people out there, because I have these people in my mentions who are talking about Haley should have just put him up from the beginning. And I know that was being talked about on the podcast last night. I have bad news for you. It still would have worked out the same way. Casey would have won the hacker competition. Rockstar still goes up. He still wins the veto. Blah, 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 blah. So it wouldn't matter to Hillaby. It's made me feel better if she threatened him enough with the initial nomination that he would have burned the cloud power. But at this point, I really don't think he's going to have to use it.
Yeah, if you're going to criticize a move of Haley's, it's that she shouldn't have put Tyler up on the block last week as the with the hacker
and then
power.
And then admitted to it.
She should have done what Casey did this week and put up the weakest possible competitor on the block, and consulted with her alliance and chose one of her alliance members to play in the veto, and then hoped that they could, you know, figure out a way to get somebody from the that's not in their alliance out of the house. But she didn't do that. Instead, Casey did that, and she's mad at Casey for being a much better hacker than she is. So that's, if you're going to criticize Haley, that's where you should criticize Haley. Frafa points out, Vegas tweeted that the hacker competition takes place in a basement, the basement of the studio.
Really? That's news. All right. I didn't know about that. Fabulous.
They did not leave the compound, Vegas says. So there you go. Courtney says they should send Haley home before Scotty because she's close to Fessy and Scotty. I agree. I think that, their logic for sending Angela home is actually true of Haley, where like Haley is actually the glue that binds Scotty and Fessy together. You take Haley out, JC gets control of Fessy, Tyler gets control of Scotty. The whole side crumbles. So, I agree. I think that Haley should be there. But again, it's like, How much control can Tyler ever have of Scotty? He's such a dangerous player. Maybe you should want to take out Scotty. All right.
I am firmly on the side of they should, if I'm level six person, they should get rid of Scotty ASAP because he's so good at these competitions. He's logical. He's not emotional. He'll be able to, he'll be like Cappy and Vesepia in Marquesas, which I just felt like, okay, even though I don't like care for you, I need to work with you right now. He will get past his emotions and work with the people that he needs to work with in order to make something happen within the game, where some of these people are just incapable of doing that.
Yes. Bottom line is, I don't think they should be targeting Fessy is the least of their worries on that side. I think that Fessy without Haley, without other people, he's a lost puppy. You do not need to worry about Fessy. All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Brent, before we wrap this up?
I think we're good.
All right. I did say, well, this might be a shorter one, but that's not going to be true in Brent's
hands. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not my fault.
It's not his fault. I like to talk. I like to bitch. I like to moan about what I'm not getting my way. I saw someone on Twitter because someone said, I wish you were on the live feed update. Taryn's by himself. I'm like, well, Taryn knows my number. He can always call me. And their response was, well, maybe he doesn't want you to be there when you're spewing your level six hate. And I'm like, I don't spew level six hate. What are you talking about? Like, I'm just somebody who likes to root for a little variety within the game. I don't like one side to get their way all the time. Ugh, done with people.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I see your tweets and I'm like, wow, this is going to be fire on a podcast. But then you're on a podcast and you're much more reasonable on the podcast.
Well, you know, I like to keep it funny. I remember I got a tweet a couple weeks ago where people were, he was like, or maybe it was a DM. He's like, so is there actual tension between you and Taryn? Because it's not cute when that happens. Like, you guys
really
need
cute
to turn it down. I know, right? Real cute. You guys really need to turn it down a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, please. So I've made a concerted effort to keep it, you know, I mean, I've been about as fiery as I can be this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, good stuff. Good stuff, Brent. Thank you to the chat for joining us all. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Brent is at One Lucky Gay. I've been having a lot of fun on Twitch. Make sure you come hang out with me on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong on Twitch. And then you got some Summer of Stein today.
Yes.
And you got the Round Table tomorrow night. Should be very fun.
Yes. I own Rockstar stock. I'm going to be like, I'm running back to that supermarket trying to get rid of it, Taryn.
Yes, that should be very fun. We'll get an updated stock watch, some more bonus questions. We're going to get some information. We're going to talk about who we think Bailey could vote for in the jury.
We should talk about what they're going to do to get this extra week back. If they're going to have a double eviction, or, you know, what are the, you know, do they think we're going to have a battle back or a buyback between, like, you know, starting from Rockstar, because, you know, Bailey might not be able to do the battle back, or are they going to do some sort of reset? I'd like to talk about that with Melissa and you tomorrow as well.
Yes, all right. And of course, I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the feeds. We will be getting the veto ceremony, so there might be some fireworks. I might go live on Twitch today, depending on how exciting these veto ceremony results are. So all right, thank you again, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.